This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com. Today, we're joined by Leslie Manoukian, the creator of The Greater Good. This is a must-see film that exposes the truth about vaccines. If you have a child or you know someone who has a child and you want that child to be safe so that they're not hurt, maimed, or put into a coma or even killed by a vaccine, at least inform yourself. And this interview will help you do that. Now, modern science, which isn't really scientific anymore, and we'll get into that, they claim that vaccines absolutely do not cause autism. Well, that is provably false. There's a very strong link, in fact, a provable link between the ingredients that are found in vaccines, which include mercury and aluminum, both of which are brain poisons, they're neurological damaging chemicals, and autism. Now, the federal government, though, has set up a program, this was set up during the Reagan era, to actually compensate families of children who were harmed by vaccines. And in doing so, they admit that vaccines do cause autism and many other problems. And here to talk with us about that is Leslie Manoukian, the creator of the film, The Greater Good. Leslie, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here with you.
Absolutely. What's your take on the whole vaccine autism link? Let's start with that.
Well, I think it's really fascinating example of the amount of influence that the mainstream media has on public perception about things, because the mainstream media stands up on a regular basis and puts forth the notion, quoting essentially federal authorities, generally speaking, that vaccines do not in any way cause autism, that all the science has proven that there's no link. And in particular, they say that mercury does not cause autism. Well, in the process of making the film The Greater Good, we went and met with scientists and researchers all over the world who would speak with us. And one of the scientists that I met had actually done a review of the entire body of empirical science that evaluated a potential connection between mercury and autism. What she found was that, well, she reviewed something like 60 or 70 papers, and what she found was that, contrary to what authorities say, the body of evidence favored a link by more than 3-1. And most interestingly, if you looked at some of the science that they actually claimed proved no link, while the authors concluded that there was no link, if you actually looked at their data supported a link. So the notion that there is no science showing a connection is simply not borne out if you actually go and look at the body of science. And yet this is what's constantly repeated in the mainstream media.
Well, yeah, let's get to the second point here, which is that the United States government has granted total financial immunity to the vaccine companies because their products are so dangerous that if people actually had the right to sue through the court system, the companies would go bankrupt with all the damages they had to pay out. So the government set up this vaccine injury compensation program. And through that program, Leslie, isn't it true that the government does pay out damages to families of children who have been made autistic because of vaccines?
Well, let me just backtrack a little bit. In the early 1980s, there were many, many reports of children having permanent brain damage or dying after the DPT shot, which is diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. And there were many lawsuits filed and huge awards given, $5, $10, $20, $30 million, I think, to some of the families in exchange for, you know, basically causing this child's death or permanent disability. And what happened was the vaccine makers started to say, well, we're not going to make vaccines because it's not profitable for us because we're having to pay out all this money. And they essentially held Congress hostage. And Congress came up with this program called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which would create a no-fault program so that parents could go and apply for compensation and they wouldn't have to prove anything if it was a condition that was known to be caused by vaccination and there was no other likely cause of it, then the family would get compensated, because the idea was, let's not put them through all this other pain when we've already damaged their child because of this federal policy.
Right.
And so the Vaccine Injury Act set up two things. One, it taxed every single vaccine that's given in the United States. So every time you or your child goes in and gets a shot, you pay, without realizing it, a 75-cent tax. And that 75 cents goes into a trust fund that is then used to pay out to the families of children who've been injured or killed, and to adults who've been injured.
But most people don't even know this. The mainstream media never talks about vaccines even possibly injuring anyone.
No, of course not. It's not something that parents hear about when they go to take their kids in to be vaccinated. It's not something that you hear about when you go in to have a flu shot. And it's just not something that's discussed, even though one of the features of the Vaccine Injury Act was that healthcare providers were required by law to explain to patients the true risks of vaccinations and to report them if there are problems. And what happens is, one, people aren't informed that these problems do exist, and two, if a patient does have a reaction, most often it's actually just dismissed as coincidence or couldn't have been caused by the vaccination. Doctors just don't want to accept that it's potentially caused by the vaccination. And I think that's because vaccines act in such strange ways. They affect not only the immune system, but also the nervous system. So you can have neurological conditions and immunological conditions, and those things have an overlap.
And digestive conditions as well.
And of course, yes.
But
getting back to the National Vaccine, to the Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, what you have is this system that taxes the administration of vaccines and then compensates families who do have injuries, and it's paid out over $2 billion in the last 20 years, and there's about $3 billion sitting in the trust fund. But what's most, I think, staggering and perhaps most surprising to people who start to learn about this is that last year, in February of 2011, the Supreme Court heard a case, and they determined that you could no longer sue in civil court. So you first have to go through the National Compensation Program if you have a problem with a vaccine and apply to them for compensation. If you're not happy with the results, you can then go, or you used to be able to then go and sue the vaccine manufacturer in civil court. As of last year, February 22nd, the Supreme Court decided that you could no longer sue in civil court, even if the vaccine manufacturer could have made a safer product.
Yeah, but Leslie, I just got to add the comment. That is a total violation of due process. That is a violation of law. That is unconstitutional. It's also the Supreme Court saying it's not the Supreme Court, that there is a higher court than the Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court must answer to this other higher court, which is the vaccine court. That's not in the Constitution. The whole thing is a complete farce. It's a legal hoax. It's corporate infiltration of the entire due process system.
Well, Mike, I just ask you, what other product do you know of on the planet today that enjoys that kind of immunity?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. It just beggars belief. So, I mean, it really is inexplicable.
Well, yeah. And if vaccines were so safe and so effective that they weren't harming anyone and they're helping everyone, why would they be afraid of lawsuits in the first place, right?
And why would they be mandating them?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if they were so great, people should be lining up in droves, not just the zombies at the local pharmacy who are getting a discount on their groceries, when they get a shot, or they might win an iPad or something like that. That's part of the deal now. But, the large masses should be lining up. But instead, you know what we see? Most of the kids that get sick every year that I've seen are the same kids who got vaccinated. Most of the adults who are sick from the flu are the same adults who got vaccinated against the flu. I haven't been vaccinated in maybe 15, 20 years, more than 20 years actually, come to think of it, and I almost never get sick. How can that be? Oh my goodness. I mean, according to the vaccine scientists, I should be dead by now.
Mike, I think you bring up a really interesting line of thought, and that is, are our bodies capable of healing themselves, or are they inherently weak? And I think that there's this belief amongst the pharmaceutical industry that, our bodies and our immune systems aren't good enough, and that mother's milk and whatever measures, other measures that we take to protect ourselves simply aren't enough, that you can't basically live without having drugs. And,
right.
you know, I think that more and more people are questioning that medical paradigm and really questioning whether that is indeed the way that their bodies work and the way that they want to live their lives.
Well, let me break it down. What these vaccine doctors are saying is that you are not born with an immune system, that you are born defective, and that you can only be granted or bestowed an immune system by the drug companies with their patented vaccines, and only through that intervention, through a needle, then are you a full, whole human being. And that, I mean, that is absurd, but that's exactly what they believe.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting. I think I mentioned earlier that there have been several surveys done. There was a very recent one done internationally that looked at 8,000 children who'd never been vaccinated and evaluated the incidence of infectious diseases and chronic illnesses in them. And what it found was that compared to the average, national averages in Germany and the United States and Australia and places like that, that the children who were unvaccinated were a fraction as likely to have asthma and allergies and chronic ear infections and all these other problems, allergies. You know, if you look at what the national statistics were, they were two to five times more likely to have all these conditions than the unvaccinated kids. So, you know, the real question we all need to be asking is, why are we not jumping at the opportunity to do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study and really understand the medium and long-term health consequences of vaccination?
Well, that's the study that the industry absolutely does not want to have happen. That's the study that scares the daylights out of them. But let's talk about mandatory vaccines and health freedom, freedom of choice. Do you own your own body, as you say, when you talk about this topic? You know, Governor Rick Perry in Texas ran a hoax a couple years ago that said all teen girls in Texas have to be injected with Gardasil, otherwise it's a violation of law. Well, it turns out that was a complete hoax, and that his campaign manager, I believe it was taking money from Merck. The whole thing was a grand fiasco, and it may have cost him the presidency, in fact. But it also showed the world how corrupt politics and vaccines can become. What's your take on mandatory vaccines?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we've already touched on the fact that if vaccines had no downside, then there would be no need for liability, number one. And number two, everybody would be just begging for them. But I think that we've gotten to a point now where people are so, so many people know kids who have a problem. There was research out last year that 52% of American school children have some form of chronic illness or disability, from asthma to allergies to learning disabilities, speech delays, behavioral problems, autism, obesity, diabetes, et cetera. And the question is, you know, are vaccine mandates actually increasing that? There is research that is underway that I'm aware of that has evaluated the number of vaccines that are given and what the incidence of disease is after that, chronic and inflammatory diseases. And there is a connection between how ill kids are and how many vaccines are being given.
Sure.
And so I guess, you know, the real issue is, should anybody be choosing how we maintain health in ourselves? Should anybody other than me decide whether or not I vaccinate my baby, I feed them cow milk or rice milk or soy milk or hopefully mother's milk? Should someone be making that decision, or should I?
Right.
Now, clearly, we all know that if you give your kids Coke and Pepsi, that they're not going to be as healthy as kids who don't drink that kind of stuff. But should we legally decide that? I mean, do we really want to live in a totalitarian state where I can't every now and then go and have ice cream if I choose? I mean, this is a slippery slope. And I guess the question is, if we mandate one vaccine, then why not mandate all of them? And if vaccines
right.
do injure, and we know that they do, then how can it possibly be ethical to ever mandate them or force them on anybody in exchange for public services that we pay for in our taxes? It's not like I sometimes really bristle at the notion that these are entitlements, when the reality is that these are things we've paid for in our taxes.
Well, yeah, it's not even that the government is actually doing good in mandating these things. It's that the government is killing children, frankly, and the vaccine industry is killing children. I mean, if they were mandating things that were really good for you, like everybody eat an apple a day, then, you know, I would still be against that because I believe in personal freedom. But at least that would be some kind of justifiable, you know, logical reasoning behind it, debatably. But it's not even that. It's like you got to participate in the vaccine trials. You have to have your children injected with these toxic heavy metals. Otherwise, we're going to raid you at gunpoint like they did with Marianne Godboldo in Detroit. We're going to kidnap your children and have Child Protective Services take them away. We're going to charge you with, you know, endangering the health of your child. I mean, it is a total police state, a medical police state, practicing what I call gunpoint medicine. You know, like they did in Maryland when they lined up all those families and they had guard dogs out there, where you have to inject your child or you're going to go to jail or get arrested or fined. I mean, it's like a scene out of Nazi Germany.
It is, you know, and I guess, you know, the point that we make in our film, The Greater Good, is that this is a slippery slope. That we can't, as a nation, allow all of our liberties to be stripped away and then wake up one day and have none left. And vaccines are just, I think, one of the primary battlefronts where people are really starting to stand up and fight back. And they're up against the biggest lobbyist group in the nation. The pharmaceutical industry spends more money lobbying every year than any other group.
That's right.
And they spend more money advertising every year than any other group.
Well, and hey, who needs advertising when you have the CDC inventing fictitious pandemics and then spreading fear to motivate people to get vaccines that actually might kill them? I mean, the CDC is a total scientific joke now.
Well, I would certainly say that I think that the CDC and the FDA have behaved in ways that are clearly unethical and should lead the average person to question whose interests they're really pursuing. Is it ours or is it someone else's? And I think a great example of this is the HPV vaccine. HPV vaccines have been recommended for use in girls as young as 9 and boys as young as 9. Interestingly, in males, that vaccine efficacy only lasts for 2.5 years, meaning that it only protects against HPV or genital warts for 2.5 years. So if that's the case, those boys are going to have to be vaccinated and vaccinated and vaccinated many, many times before they're ever even sexually active and at any risk. And we'll have no idea if they've ever had any, you know, it would take 20 or 30 years before a cancer ever developed to know whether there's any protection. So is that something? And there have been dozens and dozens of reports of death after vaccination, actually over 100 in girls after HPV, and lots of seizures and other central nervous system conditions, tics, seizures, convulsions.
Well, it's bad for your nervous system, that's for sure. I mean, no one would go out and eat mercury or eat aluminum and think it's healthy for them. They inject it right into your bloodstream, essentially. And then they say it's good for you. Look, we're almost out of time, Leslie. Let me ask you one last question to wrap this up. When do you think this dam will break, or the Berlin Wall of vaccines, let's say, when will the Berlin Wall come down and the truth about all the scientific hoax that we've been, that has exploited our children for almost, I don't know, 60, 70 years, will finally be exposed and overturned?
Well, you know, our great hope with The Greater Good is that this film will help people to understand that this issue is not as black and white as they've been told, that vaccines can and do cause harm, and that we all need to come together to discuss this safely and sanely. And we hope that the film will provide that safe space where people can come together for parents to come together and say, I really want to understand this, and I want to do more research, and this is very interesting. But also that it will make it safe for doctors to ask the questions that they need and want to ask to educate themselves, because they're not taught this stuff in medical school. And I think thirdly and most importantly, we hope the film makes it safe for the scientists to actually do their jobs, because what happens right now is that scientists who, lift the lid on this box of vaccine safety are very often ostracized, thrown out of their labs, lose
sure.
their funding,
like
things like that. So what we really hope is that the film will create more and more of a safe space for everybody to come together and have a rational, reasonable discussion about this. And I say that in answer to your question because we're already seeing the fruits of that. So we're already seeing The film was finished about a year ago, although it's not really been out in the public except in film festivals until very recently. But what we're already seeing is scientists doing more work on this. There have been half a dozen studies published in the last 6 to 8 months investigating the connection between vaccinations and vaccine ingredients and cognitive impairment, behavioral problems, motor function issues, autoimmune disease, all these things. And, you know, this movement in the scientific community is developing. At the same time, in the parenting community, we're seeing 90% of parents saying that the safety of childhood vaccines is their number one research concern, and more than 10% of all American parents are now refusing or delaying at least one vaccination. So I think we're right at the tipping point where this is becoming a very mainstream issue, and we're starting to see real change. More and more doctors standing up, speaking out, asking questions, and going on the record as having concerns, and more scientists and more parents doing the same. So I think we're right around the corner.
It's about time, Leslie, because, you know, they can't call it science unless they're willing to have their science questioned. You know, that's the scientific method, is to that a solid scientific principle should be able to resist questions that are raised and that are explored and that are subjected to experiments or clinical trials. But instead, the vaccine, quote, science is just says, shut up. Vaccines are perfect. They never harm anyone. They always work. And you should take as many as we think that we want to give you. You know, whether it's 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 vaccines that they could give a child if they wanted to. And they would say it's all safe. Anyway, we're out of time, Leslie, but I want to encourage people to check out your film, The Greater Good. It's at greatergoodmovie.org. Folks, watch this trailer. This is potentially the most important medical documentary you will ever see. And Leslie, I want to thank you for sharing your time with us today.
Mike, thank you so much for having me on the show so that I could talk about what I think is perhaps the most important issue we face today in our nation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for watching, folks. Spread the word on this, okay? Get this out via Facebook, Twitter, whatever social network you use. Let people know to watch this interview and check out the film at greatergoodmovie.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting for naturalnews.com. Take care and keep your children safe from these vaccine zombies, okay? Take care. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.